Praise God. Thank you, Lord. And so if you're ready and if you're physically able, please rise up to your feet as we honor Jesus, who is the Word of God. And let's turn our Bibles to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6. We're going to start with verse 6. So 1 Timothy chapter 6. By the way, Sister Chris, we welcome you back. I am so excited to talk to you after service because of one of the places that you visited. My goodness, I'm excited to talk to you. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6. 1 Timothy, kapitbahay niya, 2 Timothy. Okay, all right. The number helps, huh? Okay. So verse 6, let's start. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money, look at that, it's the love of the money. It's for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But you, man or woman of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and of Christ Jesus, who while testifying before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, I charge you to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which God will bring about in his own time. God, the blessed and only ruler, capital R, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in an approachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to him be honor and might forever. Amen. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of a life that is truly life. Lord, we open up our hearts to your word, which is life to all of us. We ask that through the work of your Holy Spirit, who is our teacher and guide, to grant us understanding. Bigyan mo po kami ng pangunawa. It comes from your word, O God, that we may live by the truths that come from your word and obey your word for our good and for the good of others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Glory to God. I'm going to read to you, before we delve into the Word of God, a story. This is a story from the newsletter from World Vision. World Vision is a nonprofit organization. I always share these stories with you because we want to know what's happening in this world. We want to know what God is doing. You know, we're not just about bad news here. There's so many good things that God is doing all over the world because the gospel of Christ is being preached all over the world. And when that's done, good things begin to happen. Hallelujah. And so let me share this story. So World Vision is a nonprofit organization being used by God to be a blessing to many places. And this entire magazine talks about... The title of this entire theme of their newsletter is Water from the Rock. We know that water is such a precious commodity. We know that. Here in America, it's like we're so blessed that you turn on your faucet and there's abundance of water, right? How many of you value water? Yeah. Have you been out of water?
Yes.
You've been out of water? Very rare. Very rare that when you turn on your faucet, you want to take a shower. Oh, nothing's coming out. It's always there. Because there is the blessedness of this nation. Of America has been blessed because, let me just say this at the onset, because of its godly roots, godly heritage. When God is in the middle of life, marriage, when Christ is the center, the foundation of marriages, of family life, and even as a nation, there are blessings. Because blessings come from God. So let me share this because it's a wonderful story. It says, rejoicing in God's bounty. On Sunday, when Cheru, this is a little girl in this part of Africa, hears Pastor Solomon Capel beating his drum like that, she excitedly runs to find him, the pastor. She wants to be the first in line to help him cut flowers and branches to decorate the church before the service begins. Imagine this, okay, a little child has this excitement. And I was so blessed to see little Trenton. As a young boy, we see what it does to the hearts of children. And we want that also to happen, even if you're 20 years old, if you're 30-something, who are the 30-something here? Sino kasama ko? Oh, no. Di pala ako 30. If you're 30-something, 40-something, 50, 60, 70, 80, we want that there would be this kind of excitement when we come to church. Amen. That when we hear, like siya, narinig lang yung drums, and she knows that, oh, that's the drum of my pastor. And she runs to the church. And she wants to be the first in line and to help decorate the house of God. As the congregation gathers, women place cans of water by the door so anyone can get a drink when they're thirsty. So even before the service starts, the hearts of people are already like, oh, I want to do something good for my brethren. There's always this eagerness to do something good. Then they would sprinkle the dirt floor with water, so then when they dance, they won't kick up the dust when they dance and sing. Kasi walang carpet. If you want to see this picture, I'll share it with you later. So there, when they gather, the church is, walang cement. No, hindi nga cemento eh. Tayo may carpet. May cement, may carpet pa. Right? But so they sprinkle water on the floor so the dust won't rise up. The church overflows with worshipers, children and adults, alike dressed in their best. And this little girl loves church. She joins in wholeheartedly to sing, dance, and praise the Lord. Sabi dito nung pastor, water has changed everything here for the better. We praise God for the water that has come to our community. He's deeply moved by the blessings that have come with clean water, something probably we take for granted because we have so much. Without hesitation, the congregation hold water and applied a new mud, finished the church exterior. They're saving money for sacks of cement so they can have a concrete floor. See, they're focused about the work of God. Amen. Monica and other mothers want to start a child care center at the church. The pastor says they need to build a latrine. I said, oh, I found a new word. I don't know the meaning, so I Googled latrine. What's a latrine? Toilet. So, and there's even talk of building a house for the pastor because he lives 7 kilometers. That's over 5 miles away, and I think he just walks. Wow. Why would someone do that? It's the love of God. Solomon says, just like in the Bible where God gave his people water from the rock, this water system is a blessing from God. When the children's choir comes forward, this little girl stands in the front row, her clean face beaming. She sings and claps with joy because for this little girl, it's a refreshing new day. I started with that story because as we go in the study of God's Word, we are to be reminded what our life as a Christian is all about. Last Sunday, for the sake of those who were not with us, because this is a continuation of our study, last Sunday we were reminded that we are, as Christians, as God's people, we are to be channels of blessings. Instruments. Gagamitin ho tayo, instruments and channels of blessings. Excuse me. In John chapter 6, most of us are very familiar with this miracle, that Jesus performed a miracle of feeding a multitude. And the Bible tells us that how many were there that gathered where Jesus was? 5,000, just the men. Hindi pa ho bilang, mga lalaki lang, just 5,000. Imagine that number, 5,000, just the men, not including women and children. And we see that he performed a miracle of feeding them. And there was even leftover. Brother Roel mentioned one thing that we're going to see more as we get closer to God. Not just when we read the story that we would just hear that story in the end. God would want you to experience it yourself, and that you would know, and that you would have that conviction. Oh my God, the God that I know, the God that I'm reading, when I read the pages of the Bible, he's alive. That when I receive him in my life, he begins to do things beyond my expectations. He fed the multitude, and so we are taught that God is a miracle-working God. What might be difficult for people, what might be difficult for you and me, it's never hard for God. Amen. What might be impossible to men, to the government, it's never impossible with God. Because the Word of God says, with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. Because He is the Almighty God. And the God that's being introduced to so many, to you and me, continually, He is the creator of heaven and earth. What does that tell us? When He created heaven and earth, He just spoke the word. Binigkas niya lang po ang salita, and whoo! And He said, let there be light, and boom! There was light. When He said, let there be waters, whoo! Waters covered the seas. When He told the waters, the ocean, I always use this because I'm just like in awe. You know, have you seen sa mga nagpupunta sa Hawaii? At sino bang nakarating na dito sa Hawaii? Okay. You're blessed, no? Makita nyo, meron silang mga ano yung mga surfers. And there would be some surfers that ang iniintay nila yung tide, yung wave. Ang taas! Right? And they would, yung mga mahuhusay na surfer, nandun sa ilalim, wow. And you when you would see that picture, and then there's this like this huge wave, so tall and so high, and yet when you are there by the seashore, bakit pagdating sa seashore, calm na? Because it's God who tells that huge wave of water, stop there. Because He's in control. He's in control of heaven and earth. This is God that's being introduced to you and me. He's the one who created heaven and earth, and He's the God who created you. For those of you who are in the medical field, I always use this as an example. You are, meron kayong subject na human anatomy. And I've heard a lot of Christians who got into the medical field, and when they studied the human anatomy and every intricate part of the body, and they were reminded from what the Word of God says, that you and I are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. My mom, when she was taking up nursing, she was a young Christian then. Pero nagkaroon siya ng revelation while she was there in school. What I'm saying is, wherever you are, whether you are a medical student, God would reveal Himself to you. Whether you are a housewife taking care of children, God would reveal Himself to you. Whether you are a man, a husband, working, God would reveal himself to you. Whether you are a young person with a life, yung career, oh no, what do I do? What do I do with my life? There's someone who will guide you that you may know God's will and purpose for your life. There is someone, even in the vastness of this creation, who is concerned about us, mindful of us. Amen. Some people view God na, oh, busy siya eh. Siguro, busy si God. Sa dami ng problema ng mundo. Too many problems in this world, you know? Probably, if I pray, maring mahaba pila o maraming, oh, I'll put you on hold, okay? No. When we call on Him, He hears and answers. When we cry out of humility, because He's a God of grace. Amen. Amen. So we see here that He is a God of miracles. Wag sa ating mawawala yung expectation that God can perform a miracle. No matter what, choose to believe. I'm talking to myself too. Let's choose to believe. No matter how long it takes, we continue to call on God. Amen. Because He knows the perfect time when to release. Kung kailan niya sasabihin, tama na to, tama itong time na to. And I would release the miracle to you. Because when God gives a miracle, ayaw niya ma-waste in blessings. Right. He prepares us for that blessing that yung hindi masasayang. What do I mean by that? Because at times when you and I are not ready, and God knows that, when ayaw niyang maaring we might not be ready because pag nagawa yung miracle and ang character natin, hindi medyo ganyan pa. We might be prideful about, uy, nagawa ko to. No. But when the character is already like molded and developed, even when that miracle happens, we give the credit to God. Now, in that story, I'm just going to read it to you for the sake of time. In John chapter 6, verse 8, we know the scenario. So, there were so many people, and the Lord asked one of His disciples, Philip, sabi niya, where can we get food to feed this so many people? I have compassion over them. Pagod sila, nagugutom, they're hungry, they're tired. And Philip looked at the natural circumstances. Sabi niya, naku, Lord, imposible natin, pauwiin mo na lang. Right? Because to him, it's a big task, very daunting. Hindi natin kayang pakainin yan. So he was thinking for a quick fix. But God was testing his heart. But the Bible tells us that there was this boy. Here is a boy. Andrew, one of the disciples, brought this little boy to Jesus. Sabi niya, Lord, here is this boy. Hindi sinabi how the boy came into the picture, right? And I believe probably when they were talking, the little boy heard, oh, where do we get food? And then he said, here, I have my lunch. Yeah. That's the key there. And here is a boy with five small loaves of bread and two small fish. But how far will they go among so many? Okay. But we know what the story said. This little boy gave what he had, gave it into the hands of Jesus, pinagpray ho ni Jesus, binless niya, and then multiplied. Everyone was fed, and there was left over. So Jesus took what that small boy offered and used it to accomplish one of the most spectacular miracles written in all of the four Gospels. Can you imagine that? And so that's number two. Number three lesson is we see that the God, Jesus, is the God of more than enough. Kaya I like what our brother Roel shared. So the Holy Spirit orchestrated everything. He wants us to know that when He provides, hindi yung yung sobra-sobra, di ba? The overflow, kasi He wants you and me na ma-meet yung needs, hindi lang yun, to the overflow, more than enough so that you can be a blessing to others. When God blesses you in your work or whatever you are doing, whether you get a promotion, whether you get a bonus from work, or whatever, you get a letter from the mail, it's like, huy, sa galing to? What? You'll be amazed na how God can touch people institutions to be a blessing to you. And then you would say, wow, my goodness, more than enough, more than enough. Because when God gives and provides, it's always to the overflow. He takes, when that little boy offered what he had, you know what, ang lesson sa atin, he will take the little that you and I might have. Ano yung konting, minsan very little? Is time little for you at times? Yeah. Naku. 12:20 na, wala pa sa kalahati si pastor. Ang dami ko pang gagawin. Ang dami, ang dami. Kayo ah. Little time, ano? Kasi life can be busy, right? Pero God knows that. Yung demands ng time. Family, work, ministry, even for those not involved in the ministry yet. But, you know, Lord, sige, I'll set aside this time. Halimbawa, if we will call, we're going to put together the boxes for Montalban. Sige, Lord, sige, I'll set aside 1 hour. Kahit na usually I would leave this time, pero I would like to set aside that time. Gusto kong tumulong balutin yung mga what we're going to send. You set aside that time, alam nyo, God sees that. God sees it. Little that you and I do for the kingdom of God is never wasted. Amen. He sees that. He sees it. Time, ano pa, talent and skill. There's an article here, and it was written by a water engineer. Meron palang water engineer, ano? We have a mechanical engineer, maraming klaseng engineer. Merong water engineer. God has blessed people with skills, and he was someone used by God to bless this community na meron siyang alam how, where to dig wells, what to do. Wow. What is your talent or skill? What are you good at? What are you good at? Binigay ho yan ni Lord. God gave you that skill. Use it for the glory of God. What else? What else do you have? Money? Paki-check nga yung pocket nyo. Oh. Wala ba? Remember that poor widow? She gave all the last mite. Kung saan mo, barya lang yun eh. Binigay niya, pero God saw it. She gave it sacrificially because she gave it sa temple because she had faith in God. Lord, because I want to honor you with my giving. Lord, I did my budget, God. Lord, talagang kulang eh. Pero God, I believe that when I give it to you, you're more than able to multiply. When we do it by faith, hindi lang when either one of the ushers would come, it's like, oh, giving na naman. Who was that said na when he or she did not yet know about the principle of giving to God, pag tithing, tatayo sa sanctuary, kunyari gagamit ng banyo. Kasi, you know what? God knows where we're at. In that, every aspect where God gives us a command, alam niya, minsan struggle tayo. You know, I had that. I had that moment. It's like, kumbaga, dun sa, idadrop mo na lang eh, ganyan pa. Oh. Tag of war pa. It's like, masyado atang malaki. Ang hirap na hirap ako. Dati $10, ngayon 100 ba? Ako, dadagdagan ko na another zero. Right? Minsan ganun tayo, di ba? Naku, mas madali atang ilagay ang $10. 10, di ba? Kesa 100, may 100 pa. May spelling pa. But, you know, seriously aside, God knows. He knows yung struggles natin. And the beauty about God is, yung lagi natin narinig, he loves a cheerful giver. Kasi it's from the heart yun eh. Pag cheer, alam niyo ba yung another word ng cheerful? Hilarious. Parang si Brother Nelson kapag magbibigay, ayun ako, giving na. Hilarious. Yeah, you know, ang heart natin is so excited to give towards God, God's work. And so know this, if you are struggling, wag po kayong, ano, dahil God knows that. Pero kung hingi na, Lord, alam mo, struggle ako dito, but I always hear it every Sunday na you our faithful. You're my faithful provider. Lord, alam mo, ang dami kong bills, ang dami kong dapat bayaran. But God, to you I commit this area of my life that, Lord, dahil alam ko, totoong salita mo, that when I give to you, God, when I give to you with all of my heart, God, alam mo, kahit struggle, God, I'll obey you, Lord. I'll obey you, God. And see what God can do. Hallelujah. See what God can do. What the world cannot do, God would open a door. God would open a door. I'm telling you this. Because He created heaven and earth. Walang mahirap sa Kanya. Let's always remember that. I am an accounting graduate, so I know my debits and credits. Alam ko yung plus and minus ko. Kaya in that area, it was such a struggle. But I thank the pastor where we were serving then that continually shared to me and to us the principle about giving. That, you know what? Ngayon, nakikita ko ang benefits na talagang totoo. Prove God. Prove God. And see what He can do. Because we are living in a times wherein when we are talking about, there's something dun sa binasa po natin na sinabi dun na kailangan po natin sa verse 19, we should lay up treasure na maging foundation for the coming age. Because we are doing this for our future. Dahil our future is, alam nyo ba na, it's not just this earthly life. We are preparing for something much greater for the coming age. Let me just say this at the onset. Kaya ako sinabing, Sister Chris, gusto kitang makausap kasi she visited a place in Jordan. The name is Petra. When you are into the biblical prophecy, you are in tune with what is going on with the nation of Israel. You visited a place na marami pong Bible scholars are saying that that would be the place where God would use to secure, na maging secure ang mga Jews when the nation of Israel is going to be attacked. So that's one of the things. Jordan. So that's one. Why do we need to know this? Because the Word of God says so. That He's coming. Kaya, when the Word of God would remind us, even in how we handle our resources, our time, how we handle our time. Now when that, see, life is about opportunities. Are we guaranteed about tomorrow's?
No.
That's the truth. That's a humbling truth. Kaya when there's an opportunity na to do something for God, we seize that opportunity. Hindi na yung, tsaka na lang. What if He comes tomorrow? Then when we see God with the Lord Jesus face to face, He would ask the question, what did you do with the things that I have entrusted to you, your time, money, right? And so let the Word of God speak to all of us. So dahil we need wisdom to live in these times that we're living in. Amen. So what do you have in your hands? You have time? Use that time for God. And the lesson is when we give it to the hands of Jesus and He blesses it, He will multiply it. Now, when we read 1 Timothy, what did you notice? The Word of God is teaching us that Christian life is never meant to be a passive life. What do you mean by passive? Yung, ano ba sa Tagalog ang passive? Help me. Walang aksyon. Hirap mo. Passive, okay, all right. Now, haven't you noticed that the Word of God uses in this particular portion na may mga active verbs? Mga aktibo, mga words na talagang masig, action. English din eh, no? Yung action, naging action lang eh, no? Kilos, gawain, yes, thank you so much. Okay, yan, bumabalik. So, words to describe a Christian life, nandiyan yung pursue. That's an action. Ano bang, what are you pursuing in life? Ano ba yung gusto nyong, ano ba yung, when you would say pursue, what are you running after? Diba? What are you chasing after? Hinahabol, yun. Pursuing, kasi I'm chasing this dream of mine. Diba? Na gusto ko, mayaman ako. There's nothing wrong to be rich. When God blesses you to be rich, I want to talk to you after the service. No, seriously, no. When God blesses you with financial gain, you and I would need wisdom how to handle that. Kasi, it takes the wisdom that comes from God even. Dahil stewards lang tayo eh. We are just stewards. We are just entrusted something that does not belong to us. It's not ours in the first place. Some people would say, oh, this is my hard-earned money. I work 12 hours a day. Excuse me. No. There's a truth, half-truth to that. You really work hard for it. But God gives us the ability, the strength, the favor. Lahat yun galing sa Kanya. Amen. Kaya when we see the Word of God, everything is brought into proper perspective. Kita natin, ano Lord, kundi sa'yo, wala ako. The life that we have comes from God. He's the one who's sustaining us. Amen. So ganun eh. Now look at this. Pursue. You fight. Fight for good fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Ano pa? Flee. Where should we flee from? Mga worldly pursuits. Wickedness. Ungodliness. Stop. Take hold. So, Christianity is never meant to be a passive life. Yung ba sabi, oh, God is all-knowing anyway. He's a mighty God. Oh, let God do it. But do you know that God uses us? Amen. The people of God, we are His hands, His feet, His mouth. Amen. Kaya when you and I begin to see these things, wow, nga na Lord, ano? You've given me this life. So now, kailangan itong life ko now. Ang goal ko ngayon would be focused on you. So we are just His instruments. So our faith must be active. Obeying God, with courage. Does it need courage at times to obey God? Yeah. Oh yes, it needs courage. Where does courage come from? Pag sinabi mo ang tao ay full of courage, what does that mean? Nothing would move that person. Steadfast din, merong steadfastness. Kahit na may sabihin, unmovable. Yung kapitbahay ho namin ang tawag sa akin, Jesus freak. Di ba pag sinabing freak, hindi normal? You're a freak. I don't care. Because I know what my life is all about now. People may see you and me when we are so passionate for the things of God. Now, I know that when the Lord moved us here in the city of Carson, that neighbor of ours said, bakit Carson? Galing ka pala ng Walnut. And Walnut is such a beautiful place. You know, I didn't expound because basta sinabi ko lang, the Lord led us here to move in the city of Carson. Because when I asked God, Lord, what do? In all my decision making, one of the things that I learned, I always share this to you, is He is my guide in all my decision making. So when it was time to buy a house, Lord, saan ba? Saan ba kami? And so He led us here, not knowing that this will be part of my life. But you know what? No regrets at all, because I find joy in doing the work of God. Where does your satisfaction and fulfillment come from? It's true that what the world offers, may saya, di ba? Minsan, hindi lang minsan, may saya. But bottom line, does that really give the kind of satisfaction? Minsan pag natapos yung so-called happenings, minsan sabi niya, ano yung susunod na happening? Right? Happening, di ba? Tatandaan niyo yun? Anong happening dyan? Yeah. I was once there. I would go to discos. Pag Friday, I would go out with my friends, disco. Pero pag uwi ko ng madaling araw, empty pagbalik. Kasi tapos na yung happening eh. So then I would look for other venues or places to fulfill me. But you know, I found it all in our Lord Jesus. He is my all in all. Amen. So our faith must be active. Now we must obey God with courage, even when people would just put us down with what we believe in. The time has come wherein you and I will be persecuted. Actually, ang persecution dito hindi pa masyadong matindi. Thank you, Sister Janet. You know that many Christian churches now are being attacked. You and I need to be aware. Meaning to say na yung freedom of coming together is being threatened already. Tayong right now, we are enjoying it. You and I would come on Sundays, we come on Wednesday nights for Bible studies and Friday prayer meetings. We still have the liberty, but there are many places now in Sri Lanka. So many people died because they were there, because there's this hatred for Christians and, of course, Jews. Kapag nabasa niyo anti-Semitism, what does that mean? Anti-Jews, that's all that it means. Because that's, yan ngayon ang, yan ang Antichrist. It's already prevalent. It's here. It's here, and it will get worse. So that's why you and I need to be ready for what is about to happen. Amen. We need God's comfort. We need God's guidance. We need His wisdom. We need the comfort that comes from His Spirit. Amen. So in verse 6 of what we read in 1 Timothy, yung sabing godliness with contentment is great gain. That's key to our spiritual growth and personal fulfillment. Kasi ngayon na ho, the time is here where we should honor God and focus our desires. Here, let me say this again. Our focus now should be on pleasing God and doing His will. Hallelujah. Dun sa 11 to 14, di ba nabasa natin yun? Let's look at that again. Sabi dyan, flee from all this, the things of the world, and pursue, what are we to pursue? There we go, righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Ito ho daw ang dapat natin ipipursue. Now, fight the good fight of faith, take hold of eternal life to which you were called. Ano pa yung sabi dyan? It says here, to keep this command without spot or blame until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the Bible talks about second coming. We are all reminded of the second appearing of our Lord Jesus. Amen? So ito na ho dapat ang ating maging focus. Now, the last portion of this message today is I will present you the challenge. Last Sunday, Brother Ray and Sister Beth gave us, because they were there, they were talagang witnesses of what's happening in that place. I read to all of you that story about how this water project being done by World Vision has made such an impact in the lives of so many people there. Montalban, walang running water, no electricity. Pag sinabi ko sa inyo, when I ask you, kayo ba naka-experience na walang ilaw at electricity for a long time? None. Very rare. And so, God has blessed us. God has blessed this country. Meron ng infrastructure that benefits us all, na talagang may abundance, right? But there's so many places, and Montalban is one of them. This has been, this need was presented to us as a church. When we would show you videos, in fact, when we first saw that video about that place, when, you know, us, Sister Lina, Sister Laura came to that place, we saw the video and then we saw the need. And God just steered our hearts to do something for these people. The Lord is taking us to the next level because what we have been doing is with yung giving nyo, and when you and I would be challenged to bring some of the old clothes, no? Yung old clothes nyo, alam nyo ba na? My goodness, it's a blessing to them. You know, Aubrey, the youngest daughter of my niece, Angela, she has this awareness now because there was one Saturday that I gathered the two of them and I asked because ang dami hong toys, kalat-kalat lang ho yung toys sa bahay namin. Some of you who've come to our house, kita nyo. So I spent time with them and then we went through some of the toys and then I explained it to them. Do you know, Aubrey, young as she is, 3 years old, when she would have a toy, Tita, I want to give this to the poor children in the Philippines. Na-steer na siya. She may awareness. And so parents, please instill that in the hearts of your children. Na ma-stimulate ang kindness and gift of mercy. was this young girl, and she was holding one of the toys that Aubrey said, "Tita, this I'll give it away." And that young girl was hugging that teddy bear with that big smile on her face. That brought me joy, because there's joy in giving towards the kingdom of God. So we started with that small scale, but this need is being presented to us, yung matulungan sila with the water condition. It may be, sasabihin ng iba, "Oh, magastos yan, that's such a big project." But I have you turn to these banners that we have put up here in the sanctuary, "Jesus our Restorer." Read that, please. And meditate on that. And ask the Holy Spirit na to speak to our hearts. Hindi lang sinabi dyan for decoration, but it's a reminder for us, because that is a vision that God has given us as a church. And so we're going to end this message in prayer before we take our communion, because we don't want to take things lightly before God. Everything that we are to do before God, every time we come together, we value this time, because God is speaking to us. Amen. And so let's just thank Him for, sabi niya nga dyan, di ba, na when He blesses us, gusto niyang ma-enjoy natin ang blessings that He has given us. God has blessed us so much. In fact, I believe you have read so many articles that if you and I would compare our lives to so many people in third world countries, sa level nila, ng kahirapan nila, we can be considered millionaires na, mayaman tayo. And so with that, you know, let the word of God guide us. Na, Lord, little that I may have today, like that little boy that you used to feed multitudes, little that I have, I want to give it to you today. Yung time, talent, and whatever resource that I may have, God, you have blessed me so much. Now, Lord, speak to my heart today and how I can be of help. I want to be your hands, your feet, and your voice to so many people who need Jesus. Amen. Let's pray and let's just thank God. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we honor you. You are the creator of heaven and earth. You are God. You are King of kings and Lord of lords. You are the God who created us for a purpose, God. Lord, we thank you for your word that brings enlightenment to us. Your word that shows us what life is all about. That, Lord, when we have you, we have everything. We thank you that, Lord, through the work of your Spirit, you continually show to us and speak to our hearts what is valuable before your eyes. Your word reminds us that there are certain things that we should pursue: righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Lord, these are things that are important to you, God. And so, Lord, we ask that you renew our minds and our hearts. Maaring merong mga bagay, Panginoon, na nasa puso namin na hindi sang-ayon sa iyo, Lord, na hindi right before your sight. And so, God, we ask for your grace. Some of us may be struggling in certain areas of our walk with you, God, whether it be in the area of giving, in serving you, in serving others, God. But today we thank you that, Lord, you have opened our eyes, Lord, through these articles that I shared with your people today. It's a world vision. This organization was founded because of their faith in you, Jesus, that you are the God of restoration, Lord. And so, Lord God, Jesus as our restorer, you gave us your word in Isaiah 58, that from among us, oh God, you're going to use us to raise up the foundations of many generations, restore streets to dwell in, that you will do a transformation in places where there's desolation and barrenness, oh God. God, you created heaven and earth, Lord. We see that with the nation of Israel physically. What you said in the book of Ezekiel is happening right before our eyes. That, Lord, it tells us that, Lord, pag sinabi mo, when you say it, you will do it. Amen. You will perform it, oh God. You will fulfill it, oh God. Hallelujah. Israel, Lord, in the natural, it's a desert land, wasteland. But today it's flourishing, fruitful, importer, exporter of fruits and vegetables to many places where there's none of these things. You did it because you're God. Lord, you presented us the needs of the people in Montalban. Lord, gusto namin that, Lord, we will be a people of faith, of active faith. Never meant that our faith is passive, not doing anything, God. It's not about the size of the congregation, but the bigness of each one's heart. So, God, we are so blessed that you are with us. You are in us, God. To know that, Lord, even sa aming own needs, at times we might raise a question, how about my own needs? Lord, one thing we know, that God, when we obey your word, you will prove that you are the God who will supply for all of our needs, God. And when you provide, it's more than enough to the overflow, oh God, that our lives will be a blessing to many. Father, I thank you for the generous hearts in this congregation, God, their obedience and their willingness to do whatever they can to be a blessing to others as you have given us, entrusted us a work to be done. We thank you, Father God, that, Lord, in the name of Jesus, even before we take our communion and take our second offering today, that, Lord, as we are guided by your word, Lord, that, Father God, bibigyan mo kami ng joy in our hearts because there's peace when we obey you, God. Peace that money cannot buy for any one of us, Lord. The world may offer alternatives, God, but they never last. This afternoon, you reminded us that we need to focus on the things, take hold of the eternal life that you have for us because you are preparing us for that. The age that is about to unfold, the kingdom of God, Lord, in Jesus' name, we want to be active participants of the expansion of your kingdom, God. And so, Lord, we would like to allot this portion in our worship to you today as we remember you, Jesus, that you did it all at the cross. There's hope because of the cross. There's hope because you rose from the dead, Lord, that you're alive forevermore. Hallelujah. That even as we take our communion today, never taking it for granted nor lightly, God, but having, Lord, the full meaning of what you have accomplished for us at that cross. And so, Lord, Holy Spirit of God, we thank you. And, Lord, we ask, Lord God, for the cleansing of our hearts. That, Lord, deliver mo kami from self-centeredness. Deliver us from being not responsive to your word, passive, God. But, Lord, you will quicken us. Quicken us, God, that our obedience will be immediate. And, Lord, we know that obedience is a source of peace and joy, obeying you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. And thank you for the forgiveness of our sins through the blood that you shed on that cross. As the elements will be passed, we thank you that we can reflect on what you have done for us, your love for us, oh God, in Jesus' name, as we call on the ushers. you, Lord. Allow me to read this portion of the scriptures to be reminded, for all of us to be reminded of the significance of partaking communion. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Father God, what a privilege to come together this Sunday afternoon to hear your word, to be part, Lord God, to be actively participating in our time of worship to you, Jesus, because you deserve it, God. You're the God who humbled yourself at that cross. You are God, but you never had second thoughts about doing this sacrifice because of your love for us. You know that our greatest need would be the forgiveness of our sins because we cannot save ourselves. Even the richest person in this world with billions of dollars or whatever money that person may have, wealth can never save us from our sins. Only you, Lord Jesus, you are the Lamb of God who was slain for our sins. You died for our sins on that cross. You shed your blood. You gave up your life that we may have eternal life. And we thank you that through the work of your Spirit, Lord God, even when we make that commitment to follow you, Jesus, and accept you as our Savior and Lord, that there are many things in our lives that needs to be adjusted, the way we think, the way we view life. Never allow the spirit of the world, Lord God, to just fill our hearts with things that are worldly, God, but no meaning and value before your sight. For the day is coming that, Lord, you have reminded us that we need to focus on you, Jesus, to do the work, to love you, to love the work of God, to love the people of God, to love the lost. Hallelujah. And so, Father God, even as we take this communion, we would like to express our thanksgiving. In your own words po, magpasalamat po kayo, tayo. Before we take this bread and drink this cup, magpasalamat po tayo for what Jesus has done. If you have received Christ in your life, in your heart, let's say, "Thank you, Jesus, that you saved me from my sins. Thank you for the hope that I have in you now, the living hope, Lord. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the provision. And above all, the gift of eternal life, that when, Lord, you take us and take us home, we know where we're headed. That's in heaven where you are." Yes, yes, amen. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we remember you. This bread that represents your broken body. You suffered and died. You know what pain is, Lord Jesus. And that through what you have done at that cross, we have our salvation, our provision, and our healing. Thank you, Jesus. As we partake this bread, we honor you, Jesus. Thank you for your broken body. In your name, Lord, we pray. Let's partake the bread. Hallelujah. And this cup that represents your most precious blood, we have been redeemed. What a high price that you paid for our salvation. Amen. Because you gave up your life. And so, Lord, thank you for your most precious blood that cleanses us from all of our sins, O Lord. And that through the most precious blood of Jesus, we have overcome Satan, who is the enemy of our soul. That we are made whole to do your will and to serve you all the days of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your blood. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As we call on the ushers, we're going to, I think we announced this at one time, we're going to take a second offering. And this will be put on your memo, Montalban. We're going to do this for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. What a blessed privilege for us. Amen. To serve God, even in our giving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you so much. Are you ready, Trenton? Oh, yes, you are. Yes, boy. Okay. Glory to God. Yes. Let's all rise up. Let's all rise up. Ah, yes. God bless you, Trent. Thank you, Lord. Let's all rise up. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Let us pray. Thank you, God. Father, once more, we thank you and we rejoice over your goodness, your love and faithfulness in our lives, oh God. Thank you for your people, oh God, that have gathered today to honor you, Lord God, to give you praise, Lord. To thank you, God, for the miracles, oh God, that you're about to perform and you are performing even at this moment, God. Thank you, Lord, that you are our God who's more than enough. Thank you for touching your people today. We can say that we are blessed of the Lord, amen. Blessed and highly favored by God, to know that, Lord, you supply all of our needs that we may be a blessing to others. Amen. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day. Thank you for touching all of us, our children, and every adult in this place, oh God, to honor you and to give you praise that you deserve, oh God. And so, Lord, we thank you, God. We give you the highest praise that you deserve, oh God, even as we commit the remainder of this day to you, God, our time of fellowship, even the meal we are to partake together. Thank you so much, oh God. And even in the days that lies ahead, oh God, we thank you for the guidance of your Spirit, for our steps are ordered by you. The wisdom that comes from you in our decision making, oh God, and open doors of opportunity, oh God, that as you bless us, may be a blessing to others. All for your glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Praise God. Give thanks to the